Bumba.
Butters,
it's the Bumba.
Hey,
it's the Bumba.
Just to let everybody know what time it is, y'all. It is 2 to 3 p.m. here at DTF Radio. It's the time when the Butters Basic Show begins. We are the platform for the unknown to get known, and I'm thankful to be here weekly with you. Every time that we are, the ancestors bring us together to be surrounded by the greatness that is you and I and everyone that is internationally local. You can find me on the gram at Gazebo, G-A-Z-Z-E-B-O 11210. Two Z's so you don't sleep, 11210, because I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day. To the left of me, also the best of me. Hey, the light-skinned Ray Charles.
Juicy Charles.
Let's give you some eyes.
Juicy, tell them where they can find you at, hun.
We at Quit While You're Ahead on Instagram. It's Q-U-I-T-W-H-I-L-E. You are A-H-E-A-D.
Because I was like, she's going to spell it wrong.
Nah, the two. Man, oh man. The licks is in.
Yo, it's okay, and it's a super sauced Sunday here at DTF Radio. Fun day Sundays. Yo, shout outs to Peachy Sue's for sitting in with us again on a day like today. Beautiful day in Brooklyn, New York.
Beautiful people.
Tell them where they can find you, my dear.
You already know. You can find me Sundays Brunch, 12 to 1 on DTF Radio. But you can also find me at Peachy Sue's on the gram, P-E-A-C-H-I-E-S-U-Z-E, because I'm a Bronx girl and I don't have a good
time. You see them Bronx, right?
But I'm a Brooklyn girl now. I've been here 10 years, so I feel like I'm from Brooklyn now.
Yeah, you're kind of like from Brooklyn now,
dude. Can I start rapping Brooklyn? Because I want to rep Brooklyn.
You BK, son. I give it to you,
son. Why don't you wear a t-shirt one day that says Brooklyn?
I do. Let me tell you, when I still lived in the Bronx, I had a shirt that said, I love Brooklyn. And my best friend, Cookie, you know Cookie.
I know Cookie.
Her shirt said, I fucking love Brooklyn. And we got matching corny ass jackets.
I want
to
hang out.
And we went to the club like, yeah, we're Bronx bitches who love Brooklyn.
That's
yeah.
So sweet.
And we thought we were cool.
We love that.
Yeah, no, they hated y'all. But no, Brooklyn loved it.
Yo, the reason why, you know, we got some Nas playing in the background. He just released his King's Disease project. And I can't wait to take a full listen to the whole project. I'm hoping that it's in time for everything that's going on right now.
Do you think Nas is underrated?
No, I think Nas is rated just appropriately.
I don't think he's underrated.
No,
I feel like he doesn't get mainstream. You know what it is? If you're a hip-hop person, then you know the greatness of Nas. But as far as mainstream America, mainstream like world, I don't think they understand just how dope of a lyricist Nas is.
How about this? I think that as much as Eminem is rated, Nas is just as rated.
But Eminem sells. Nas marries girls like Khalees and then writes about it.
There's nothing wrong with Khalees. We like Khalees.
I like Khalees. I hate you so much
about
right
girls
now.
Like
is,
Khalees.
No. I love Khalees. But if we could be for real, Nas doesn't receive the global recognition he deserves.
We don't know that.
We do.
They love Nas everywhere.
I can tell you this.
He doesn't do numbers like he should.
I won't say that until I've checked the statistics. Because if Nas is watching, come do your numbers over here, boo. Listen, sitting to the left of you, the best of you, we got the Bear 5000 in the building.
Let me dress up today. I took a bath today.
Thank you so much, the Bear, for coming. The Bear is a dope individual. Nobody needs to know anything else besides the fact that he is the original hashtag Black Man Bear in the building.
Bow.
Even though he got the yellow head.
Ladies like yellow head.
We like head.
Yeah. Oh,
in general, green, black, brown, we like head.
It doesn't matter what color it is.
As long as it's head.
I give a plug to that.
Lick the coochie or go ahead and not get some booty.
Listen, everybody, I'm so thankful to be here once again to let everybody know that this is the platform for the unknown to get known. And I know that you guys have been paying close attention to what's going on in the media, social media, and the news. Today, I'd like to focus on the fathers that protect the family, especially the Black family. I was so, so proud to see Jacob Blake's dad get up on that mic and talk. I love his sister, I believe her name is Latrita. I'm going to find out, you know, exactly how to say her name properly, because they all don't, even though he has a lot of siblings, they all don't share the same last name, but their father is on the forefront representing like no other black man that I've seen in media as a real father in regular, degular social society life, mm-hmm. come up there and talk like that. And even though the mother got up there and said what she had to say about, please recognize my son as being a human being. Please recognize my son as someone that doesn't like violence, someone that doesn't understand what's going on right now, but he doesn't want to incapacitate anyone by his situation. He just wants to be able to walk and take care of his kids. Yo, Jacob Blake's father got up there and said what needed to be said. He said, I'm not going to be dealing with America's delusions anymore. I'm not. You guys can pray to your Jesus, and we're going to sit here, and I'm also going to give praises to my Allah and give a prayer as well, too, to show the nation that this is not just a religious thing. So you're going to respect everybody's religion, including mine. And you're going to respect my son as well, too, because what was done was unjust. And I am so happy to see a father speak out for his kid.
Can we get a hand clap on that?
Yo.
Because I think in the black community, it's been such a negative stigma for all these years to make it seem like black fathers are not around. So when you go and you see a black father that's like, no, this is my son. Because every time a black man dies, it's always his mother. It's always his kid.
Dude, it's always his sister. It's always his woman. It's always his girlfriend. It's always his baby mother. It's never been not to say that the fathers don't count. But I have to say this, you know, in retrospect. When Botham Jean, the St. Lucian migrant came and was killed by Amber Geiger, I didn't feel badly about his family's coming here and saying what they had to say, but I really truly expected the father to step up and say, that's my kid, are you fucking kidding me? And the father didn't take his son to the side and discuss how the son should have dealt with the hug that he gave to Amber Geiger. I cannot get over it.
You know, we had different opinions on that.
I cannot get over it. I know
we had different opinions on that. Because I'm like, forgiveness, like, I think that was a pure mistake when that happened. I think it really was one of those things where I'm going into something that I think is my apartment. You know, I accidentally kill somebody. But like I always say, forgiveness. Because when you don't forgive somebody, you hold on to that hate.
I accidentally kill somebody.
No. But what I'm saying is, think about it. If you think you're going into your apartment and somebody, you got to remember, from the beginning of time, as black people, we've always been intimidating. Always. People have always, because we're stronger, we're smarter, we're fiercer. We are the elite race.
Of course.
I won't agree with you saying that we've always been intimidating, because there was a point in time where everyone got along and came to Alexandria in Africa to come and get educated about things throughout the world. And nobody at that point in time we knew each other as the races, but we respected each other as the races. And I don't think that it wasn't until like Napoleon that things really started to take a turn in how white supremacy entered into Africa, destroying the Sphinx, breaking off the nose. Mm-hmm. And then even when he was exiled, things began to rise up in Europe. Europeans felt a ways because of how they were living at that point in time. When the Moors were finished in Europe with their reign, the Europeans wanted to feel a sense of nationalism. Every last one of them, every country, every Germanic-speaking country, every French country, every the Spaniards, everyone over there needed nationalism. And in order to feel a sense of nationalism, you got to degrade somebody else some way, somehow. And the Jews were the brunt of that, the Jew-ish.
people were the brunt of that.
Which, when you think about it, right, and what I was trying to say is that basically from the beginning of time, as black people, we've been the superior race. White people look at it.
Goodness gracious. No. That's a very big statement.
No, but what I'm only saying that to say this. We have been a very strong, a very educated, a very smart race. And I'm not trying to be racist, but I'm saying is that a lot of Caucasian, a lot of white people looked at it and said, why am I not entitled to that? Because a lot of the problems that come across with America today is white people feeling entitled. You have this, why can't I have that? I should be able to have that. And that's where a lot of the issues in America, worldwide, not even just America, come into the white tone, dark tone, because they look at it, well, I'm a whiter skin, I'm this, I'm that, why am I not entitled to that? But if you look at it as black people, we can go in the sun, we don't burn. You understand?
If you want to look at it simplistically,
you could do any type of hairstyle to our hair. It ain't going to fall out. You understand? There's a lot of stuff that we have that's just a little, we come in different tones. We have, and I'm not trying to be racist. I'm definitely not. But I'm just saying, white people for centuries have tried to take everything that a black woman, a black man is about. You want our lips. You want our ass. Granted, and people might say, well, you go ahead and you get, long hair. You might get white hair, whatever. You want everything about, down to the white women taking all the black men from us because you want their dicks. You want everything black.
I was saying, the long hair just applies to everybody wants something long.
Listen, everybody,
you know what I'm saying? Who wants short?
I appreciate Peachy Suze's view on it. You know, a lot of people think like you. And as I was saying, you know, if you want to think on a simple level of the everyday things that quote unquote white people want, I don't understand why they don't just match up with what it is that we want, which is equality. And if, to me, at this point in time, and I might be a rebel for saying this, but to me, if you don't want us to be equal with you at this point in time, then there's gonna have to be a separate situation. And that's just how I think at this point. I wasn't born in the time that Emmett Till was murdered. You know, I wasn't born in the time that, but I'm watching our ancestors feed us this information regularly that history is repeating itself. And if you don't pay homage to your ancestors and what they've been through, you're bound to repeat the same situation again. I want to get the Bears' take on it because
it's never going to be equal.
It's fair.
It's never going to be equal.
Why you feel like that, Bear?
Because we the one that drive the economy, so we can't be on the same level as them. Believe it or not, without us, they don't survive.
Talk about why you say that, because a lot of people would beg to differ.
The Moors.
Nah, I don't give a fuck they couch. Did I say that? I mean, no, what I'm saying is that they don't never want it to be equal. Somebody have to be in charge somehow, some way, right? And they just not gonna let the black race be in charge. They just don't want that. Because if we in charge, guess what? Then they won't be able to survive.
At the end of the day, I think it's about fear. If you really let us as black people reach the potential we could really reach, it is a dangerous thing.
Exactly.
Because if you look at it, the black woman is the most up and coming as far as education wise, starting their own business. We are powerful. Mm-hmm. So as white people, it scares them because you know what? Just as fast, the blacks can take over again. Scary to them.
Am I wrong for saying this? Let me know. But just saying that they don't want us to reach our full potential is like saying that we agree with the thought process that we're not using 100% of our brains. The person that has said that in science, that we're not utilizing 100% of our brain matter, to me is like, did you really go through everyone to see if they're really using 100% of, who are you to say what's not being used when you haven't tested everybody? You're not God to say that somebody's not utilizing their full capacity of brain matter. And I'm just saying, because, I've heard scientific studies say that we're not using 100% of our brain capacity. If we all know that the...
It doesn't come down to brain capacity.
It does, though.
It comes down to resources. Because think about it, right? We, as Black people, we're not given the same access to resources that white people have.
And that's why I'm saying we're not on a fair playing field here in America.
However, you still overcome. But so that's where it shows that you still have something.
We overcome without resources.
We overcome.
If we were given the resources, as Peachy was saying, it would be so different. Look at how the NBA... Thank you, LeBron. And if nobody's told you thanks, I feel like he somehow has a great amount of pull on what these people do.
Don't give it. Don't do that though. Don't give it just to LeBron because
they
tell you
back to
LeBron.
So LeBron.
LeBron is and I don't want to take away from LeBron, but a lot of the shit he does is very paddy wagon because when
he has to play the game.
Kyrie first said, fuck that, let's boycott this shit before COVID happened. When George Floyd first died, Kyrie Irving said, let's boycott this shit. Mm-hmm. Fuck the NBA. And you know what LeBron said? That ain't got shit to do with nothing. Uh-huh. We could still play.
Uh-huh.
Now,
get 'em.
Months later,
get 'em.
All of a sudden, they're using LeBron because that's the token Negro that we like to
get
be
'em.
Like, okay, we're going to boycott, but you know what, guys? It's still okay to play. We ain't going to give LeBron all that because there's players before him that's been saying since George Floyd died, let's boycott. And LeBron was the main one saying, no, guys, we got to go back to work.
Listen.
So we're not going to do that. We're not going to take away from the real people.
Forget all of that. They looked at Kaepernick crazy when he didn't want to do that.
Four years ago, they looked at Kaepernick crazy.
Crazy.
And I'll give an even deeper analogy. Craig Hodges...
from the Chicago Bulls?
Said the longest time ago when they went, you know, I watched a little documentary on Craig Hodges that astonished me. He was someone that, you know, I pay attention to the sports because I like to see guys in their tight wear or their, you know.
Such a fucking lady.
I am such a fucking lady. But I like to see men in especially athletic men, take charge with their
bag.
Balls.
My shorts in the bag back there. Oh,
I'm cut
sorry.
It out.
Oh, okay.
But what I'm saying is, Craig Hodges spoke up so long ago in a Muhammad Ali type of fashion about this, what's going on right now. And they did blackball him. He was released from his contract. Mm-hmm. He actually had on a full dashiki in his finest wear to the White House and spoke about his experience as a Black man and what he thinks the sports league should be doing to implement change systemically a long time ago. And now that it's come full circle that people and athletes too see the history repeating itself, you see Doc Rivers crying. You see the head coach of the Mets crying.
Kenny Smith.
You see all these strong Black men are crying because it is unbelievable that even though you've met a certain status, your status has no value. Your status has no value on your own people. And if you don't feel a kindred spirit with your own people, you are destined for failure no matter how far you think your legacy is going to be. And I'll say this. I feel like they killed Kobe.
I believe so, too. Because why are you driving a used helicopter?
I'm on the same conspiracy. Yep.
You said, why are you driving a used helicopter?
Nah, we
talking about business. I'm like that's I don't want to get
we haven't
no,
heard
because
for
I know
a long
that you don't
time.
Like conspiracy. But go ahead,
Yo,
Kim.
Listen,
we ain't heard for a long-ass time helicopters crashing. We haven't even since his death.
That's what killed Aaliyah.
No, she was
a helicopter. No, that was a whole airplane. It was a private plane.
No, but it was like
plane.
It was a smaller.
It was a private plane.
But it was a smaller aircraft.
You know what it was. You know what it was.
Helicopters
Kobe
have
was
so
getting,
much more technology.
He was getting too powerful. Wow. He was getting too powerful.
He was getting powerful.
He was getting powerful on the low.
But the people that don't recognize all of those actual factuals in between of someone's growth are always going to feel like we are being conspiracy theorists. I'm going to throw one more out there that is just out of the box, right? We spoke earlier on the Sunday's Brunch show about
Jacob Blake or?
No, the Black Panther.
Chadwick Boseman.
Chadwick Boseman passing away.
Yes,
and I'm just like, you know what? What in the higher power would make people look at such a symbolic figure, King of Wakanda, to pass away now in the middle of all this
heartache?
It is heartache. You know, it is heartache. You know, and it's like, yo, kid, like, what else can y'all fucking hit us with? And it's like, I'm going to take it there, and I'm sorry to say, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I go based on facts. If the Illuminati is something that people know exists, from the people with the red shoes to the Knights of Templar and all those different things that people don't normally research, you know that it's real. You know it's real because the Pope in the Vatican City sits there and conducts his business daily, bringing money into his church situation. A lot of people don't even know that the Vatican owns a telescope that's worth more than what the NBA is worth. Mm. Why do they need to look so deeply into space? Why do they need to be, if you're so deeply rooted in your religion and your faith, what are you so looking out into the heavens for?
They're looking for life, flight. They're looking,
looking
to live
for God.
Else.
So let me tell you what people need to understand. They could keep looking all they want. God is right here on this earth inside of all of us. And if we all would take the time to explore, just like Jacob Blake's mother said, examine your hearts for humanity's sake. We wouldn't be so fucked up as a people right now. We would all just stop looking at race if it's possible. Because as we said earlier on, sometimes the most lightest skinned black person still constantly is consumed with race because of having to prove themselves
to be
as
black.
A black person or having to sit around white people, talk about black people because their skin color fools them into thinking that they're cool enough to speak to about white issues and how they feel about the blacks. Son, the higher power is watching us daily. Jacob Blake's father got up there and spoke like a real humane black man and said, this is enough. It's enough. I want to give props to the fathers that stand up for their kids. Whether or not your baby's mom, your wife, the fuck everything we've been through before in regards to the family division, even what welfare at one point in time tried to do to the black family unit by saying, you can't have men over here. How the fuck does a woman raise her kids without her man?
Well, you gotta remember, from the beginning of time, that is how you divide the black family, is that you take the strong
it's
black
a strategy
men.
Of war, oh, divide
and
conquer.
That doesn't even have nothing to do with being black. It is a war strategy.
No, but I'm gonna
it's
be,
a war strategy.
I'm gonna get a little insensitive and a little something I probably shouldn't say, but if we could be real with it, what it is that how do you divide and conquer the black race? First, you start by taking that black man away from their family, right? Now, once you take that black man away from their family, now you take that black man, you incarcerate them. Okay.
Oh, no, you
now,
give, you
no,
create
no, no.
reasons.
Let
me just interject in between because you're absolutely right. But you got to let people know, incarceration is something that happens by many different variables. They can be as small as Emmett Till looking at a white woman. Or walking on the same, not letting her pass.
It was a whistle,
you know, the different concoctions that the law has put together to make someone a criminal is what we definitely have to examine. And this is why everyone is begging for systemic changes. I don't know who to vote for. I see Biden touching little kids in funny ways. I see Trump saying, grab him by the pussy.
Yes, I like
I
that.
I see,
sorry,
you know,
I
me
that?
Personally,
I
mean,
we're
I'd rather...
Damned, we're damned I, if we do, damned if we
and
don't.
And so it's like you're choosing the lesser of two evils.
That's it.
And you know what? Sorry to all my peoples that are watching, but I'd much rather get grabbed by the pussy than for you to fuck with my kids. to fuck with the kids and pedophilia rings and human sex trafficking. I'm just saying, I'm not a Trump supporter. I'm not a Biden supporter. And I'm not a Kamala supporter.
So then vote for Kanye.
Either.
Boom.
Oh, boy.
We got to be realistic with
Talk about it.
No, but if I go back to what I was saying earlier,
yes,
right?
Yes, please.
When you break it down, right? You take the black man out of the home, right? So now you make the black home even weaker. Now you take that black man, you put him in drag, you put him in some type of thing where you make...
And say all the things that they put him in.
Yeah, because for real. Because
now you're being a conspiracy theorist when you say that they turned him into a homosexual.
I'm not... I don't want to say that they're turning him into it, but...
That's what they're doing.
Because
that's what's happening. So you have to speak on the truth of it.
No longer a conspiracy. Because it is facts. It's at the end of the day, right? When you look at what is trending in America and worldwide, it's always the black man who's portrayed as a woman. The black man who's portrayed as a raging gay guy, raging faggot, as they call it, as a drag queen. It's always the black man. It's never the white man. The only one was a movie with Tom Hanks. What was it, Philadelphia?
Oh.
Where they
Will Smith had to fuck for that.
But you understand? But it's always degrees. The
was
black
that Will Smith
man.
Fucking for the part?
It was 7 degrees of separation.
7 degrees. She said Philadelphia.
No.
What she's talking about is a whole nother movie.
Philadelphia talked about the AIDS epidemic.
Yeah.
It talked about
his
the homosexuality. White people, homosexuality and the AIDS epidemic. And I only say that because, again, I had two family members that died of HIV, of AIDS, when I was young. I was born in 85, right? One uncle died
in
89.
Damn, you a little baby, girl.
No, but one of my uncles died in 89, one died of 91 from the same, epidemic, you understand? So I've been dealing with this since I was a kid. I've known about this since I was a kid. And at the end of the day, you take that black man, you take him out of the home, you incarcerate him. Now, while he's in jail, whatever happens, in or out of jail, you take this HIV, you put it in the gay population, the IV drug user population, right? Because this is how you kill off the black man and how you kill off black people.
So let me ask you, how conspiracy would it be for us to think that COVID is like the new version of AIDS?
It is, because COVID has a strand of HIV in it. So if you don't think COVID is something that was made in a motherfucking laboratory somewhere, then you ain't reading and watching this shit
deep
enough.
You're just scared in the house watching MSNBC. Yo, Bear. COVID, is it man-made?
Of course it is. All these drugs is man-made.
That's not a drug.
Disease.
It's a disease.
Disease, virus, whatever you want
to
come in.
To kill us off. The drug to kill us.
You know, and I will say this. Even Hitler had a final solution. And everybody, and I say this all the time, that I feel like right now I'm in the middle of a new age Holocaust. I've been saying this ever since I went to a rally for the Dominican lady that got accosted by ICE, maced inside of her place of business on Flatbush Avenue, La Cabana Rodriguez.
Yep.
I gave a speech out there with Jumaane. And other officials, senators that were out there, and they allowed me as the public to speak on it. Wow. And I said, what resonates now? This is a new age Holocaust. ICE is coming in to our hoods, neighborhoods, and taking us migrant people hostage to leave us without family members, leave us barren, leave us without money earning potential. Taking us further and further away from a fair playing field of equality. And so I want to bring it right back to the fact that the father is an essential part in the home. Mm-hmm. I'm thankful to still have mine alive at 77. And he was ill at the top of this whole thing with the COVID, and I didn't take him to a hospital. I just groomed him back to health.
Take care of your family.
I tell you, take care of your family, because the hospitals at that point in time, we didn't know what was going on. They were basically ruled as killing people. So you don't hear anything much about the Dr. Shivas and the different nurses that were telling what they saw actually going on inside of the hospitals. But I do remember riding past Kings County and a few other hospitals and seeing empty lines that they kept on saying on the news were full with people wanting to get a bed, filled with people wanting to get tested, filled with, I'm like, yo, where the fuck is everybody at? Like, everybody's really inside of their fucking house.
I had friends from other states asking me the same question, and I remember riding around and we were going to these particular places
on purpose because they don't think that we're actually gonna go look.
And at the end of the day, nothing was going on according to mainstream media.
Well, you got to remember, the news knows how to put things in a way to scare you.
That's why Donald always says, that's why Donald Trump always says fake news. So, some things that I like about what he did is say that the fake news and the media is really MK Ultra'd out and really does want people to believe only everything that they say and put forth as reality-based. And so I'll ask this question. You know, I'm just asking this off the top of my head, but like Italy, I'm going to call you out because I know that what you're doing to these African immigrants, refugees, by taking them out to sea with floaty vests on and leaving them in the middle of the Mediterranean to fend for themselves. I don't give a fuck what type of resources y'all have or don't have. For humanity's sake, that's not something that you do. That is not something that you do. And as resourceful,
you could have put them on land and did the same shit.
That's what I'm saying. You could have gave them a plot. You could have gave them a plot of land with a vineyard or some type of growing capacity to get. I don't know. Maybe I'm thinking. It's just weird to me that human beings can do this to each other, which leads me to.
But you got
to
remember,
say some people are not human and they just here on this earth with us, and we've got to remember that not everybody is a human being on this planet.
What I was going to say is that what you have to remember is that a lot of races and a lot of ethnicities, they are taught that as black people we are cockroaches, we're not humans. So
that's dangerous.
No, and this is what they teach as young children. They teach their youth, their kids, oh, black people, they're the scum of this earth. So when these people get older, they have no type of inkling, no type of, like, nothing in them says, this is another human I'm doing this to. They look at it like this. This is a pestilence. This is a roach. I got to get rid of this because this is going to be a problem. And it's sad to say, but that's what it is, because at the end of the day, it goes back to the black person being the motherfucking superior race. And what do you do with something that is so powerful?
You keep the truth.
You try to kill it. You try to hold it down.
I don't know who agrees or who doesn't agree with what their melanin is making them feel inside of their bones. But let's talk about the coward now. All right? Kyle Rittenhouse, you're a coward.
He's a child. Put him forth to that.
I know he's a child, but he's big enough to know what a coward is. So I'm gonna call him that. What he is, right?
At 17, I had a whole drug operation.
Meaning like he had poor leadership. I'm talking about poor leadership. His mother drove him there. His mother gave him the fucking long gun. What they want to label it as. His parent was the fucking fault to all of that shit. We want to say that he's a child because all of our children at 17 are doing.
That's why I just called him a coward.
He was groomed.
Because at 17 years old.
I don't want to ever take that out of context.
If you weren't mentally deficient.
I got you,
babe. Right? If you were not mentally deficient, your parents would have never put you behind a gun. Mm-hmm. So now they knew that you were capable mentally of preparing yourself for warfare. You were dropped off in the middle of a peaceful protest. Yes, they might have been outside past a certain hour of curfew, but that's what protest is.
Shouldn't die because of curfew.
Thank you. And the people that he killed, I don't even think any of them were black.
No, they weren't. It was even deeper. It was deeper in the sense that
one of them
somebody was against his ordeal. That's all he was trained that anybody that goes against his ordeal, we got to take them the fuck down. And that's exactly what he did.
But you know what? Let me tell you something. You know what infuriates a white person more? Not a black person, but a white person who sides with black people, because now they look at them as a traitor. Mm-hmm. Just how we look at snitches and be like, oh, you're a snitch. You're the That's how white people look at other white people who side with black people. So that's what that's about.
So they black anyway with us. So let me just say,
traitor.
For all those that didn't know, this is the platform for the unknown to get known. And if you didn't know what Kyle Rittenhouse did, he came out with not a long gun. He came out with an AR-15, which is an assault rifle.
A gun.
Let's call it for what it is, right? A real assault rifle used in war. And he came out supposedly to defend a business. He was shown earlier on talking about what he came out there to do. And then somehow he got lost in translation, walking along the crowd of protesters, and decided that he was going to let some shots off. Whether or not these people were, none of the protesters were walking with long, quote unquote, long guns. You know, the news likes to fix it how they want to fix it to make it sound a certain type of way, but it's an AR-15, which is a war weapon. Mm-hmm. You shot at people, you killed people, and you deserve everything the law gives to you.
When we hope,
you know, I don't want to hope, and this is why it has to be a separate situation. And I'm going to say this right now: the same way that the Jewish people here in New York City have their own police, it's called Shomrim. They have their own hospital. They've got their own judicial system. They all know. Remember when they had that butcher that was butchering kids a while back? Even when they had their own dude taken care of by their own people, something needs to be revised systemically, as they keep saying, where we now are policing ourselves, because this shit is out of hand. It's out of hand when it's black on black situations, and it's out of hand even more so when we have to constantly watch as the news reports that people are just put on administrative leave
for killing somebody.
For killing,
losing their vacation time.
Losing vacation time and losing pay. And I big ups to that lady that saw one of the officers that that killed George Floyd, because he participated in the killing, and he was out walking around shopping in the same store that he was killed outside of, and she put him on blast. And we need to start doing more of that, because the only armory that we have now seems to be visual aid of cell phone.
But let me ask
good
you this
versus
question.
Evil.
Let me play devil's advocate, right? Now, when we talk about policing ourselves, because I'm one of those people, I be like this. I feel like if we police ourselves, we'll be better, right? But then think about it, right? Would you really want to live in a neighborhood, not just a neighborhood, but in a whole, let's say the whole borough of Brooklyn. Let's say the whole borough of Brooklyn was nothing but us policing ourselves. Would you feel safe? Would you really want to live in some?
Yes, because that's how I grew up.
Why not?
Yes,
that's how I grew up.
Because that's how I grew up.
And I'm going to tell you,
I have never been saved by a police officer.
And in high school, and never. In junior high school, when you walked around your way, everybody knew who Shorty was going home.
Yup.
Everybody knew who Shorty was, whose kid that was. Everybody knew. And then what ended up happening, anytime that dudes would be outside of storefronts chilling in any type of way, it was looked at as gang activity and loitering. And those were our neighborhood dudes. Whether they sold weed or whatever it was that they did, they looked out for the shorties on the block. There was no pedophilia. There was
not going on in our community in the public eye. It was damn sure going to be private.
So do you feel like if we had a group of leaders that we elected, right? Let's talk about it. If we had a group of leaders that we elected that got real OGs together, we could start. Because one of my things that I don't believe in is black on black violence. And I believe that that's something that's very huge nowadays, right? You guys already know I have and people always say, stop saying black on black violence. No, that's what I see. So that.
For a reason, though. So say we got to understand that there was a whole development. We had the whole Central Park. Like, at the end of the day, there was a whole development and there was no need for the outside resource. The outside resource took that away and they forced us to implement their ways into your community. Like, at the end of the day, like, it was already there. It was already implemented.
So why can't we? Because if you remember when the whole George Floyd thing went on, right? Remember, there was a whole, I forgot what the name of it was, but I remember I reported on it. When a community got together and they said, this land right here is our motherfucking land.
It was called Chaz.
Chaz, fuck you, don't come in. Do you think as black people...
You don't hear nothing else about Chaz.
It was for 2 weeks trending and then we never heard about it again. But do you think as black people, if we got together and said, Crown Heights, well, Bed-Stuy has already taken
Hun,
over.
It's not going to happen in New York City. Because let me tell you that now.
There are so many people of
it's
color not, who are willing to go for that paycheck.
Excuse me, and not just willing to go for that paycheck. We're already so diversely integrated that we don't have a concern about that here in New York City.
Yeah.
But if there was a Wakanda land in United States of America, we would get in trouble for secession. And that was what the whole Civil War was about.
Secession.
And we are on the brink of civil war because a lot of us are thinking to secede, and I don't give a fuck who hears or sees this. A lot of us are thinking about seceding from this situation that is the United States of America. How many years will the two parties pull one people apart? We're going to take a short break, come back and have this conversation. I want you guys to hear what Jacob Blake's dad had to say. If you never heard it, this is the platform for the unknown to get known, and we're focusing on the proud fathers today. But it's Basic Show, y'all, every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. here at DTF Radio.
Of justice in the United States. There's a white system and there's a black system. The black system ain't doing so well. But we're gonna stand up. Every black person in the United States is gonna stand up. We're tired. I'm tired of looking at cameras and seeing these young black and brown people suffer. We're gonna hold court today. We're gonna hold court.
Yes.
On systematic racism.
Facts.
We're gonna have court right now.
Have that court.
Guilty.
Yes.
guilty.
Yes.
Guilty.
Yes.
Racism against all of us.
Yes.
Guilty.
Yes.
Guilty.
Guilty.
Racism against Trayvon Martin. We find them guilty.
Guilty.
Racism against George Floyd. We find them guilty.
Guilty, motherfucker. Guilty.
Racism against Jacob Blake. Come on. Abdul Dawala. If I said the name wrong, Allah forgive me. Guilty.
Guilty.
And we're not taking it anymore.
No more.
I ask everyone to stand up. No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
I met this man when I was 7 years old. How did I know I was going to meet this man again in these circumstances? I truly did not want to come and see y'all today for these reasons. My father was in town for the first march on DC. I have a duty. I have a duty to support and understand each one. I love everybody in this crowd. I love you. If nobody told you today, Big Jake loves you. But we're gonna stand up, baby. We're gonna stand up together. I need your strength. Big Daddy's legs ain't that good anymore. I need your strength. No justice.
No peace.
No justice.
No peace.
I love y'all.
And we love you back.
Hey there, I'm Chris Hayes from MSNBC. Thanks for watching MSNBC on YouTube.
Back. We love you back, father, dad, raiser, provider of the seed. You put your plant here on the world to grow and create a legacy of more trees. Not being funny, no pun intended, but more life for more trees. And I'm thankful to be here with you guys every Sunday, 2 to 3 p.m. here on the Butters Basic Show, the platform for the unknown to get known. Yo, Jacob Blake's father is the truth, kid. I'm thankful that they finally removed the handcuffs from his bedside yesterday. It was too long for us to not realize that the symbolic gestures that they do to try to make us less, cut us down as a melanated people. I don't care who doesn't understand. Give us a shout. We can help you comprehend. We're human beings just like you. And some of you guys that are not humane or of a human nature, I personally think that we are from outer space and just blessed you guys with our presence here on the face of Earth. But that's just my thought process. Listen, my name is Butter. You can find me on the gram at Gazebo, G-A-Z-Z-E-B-O 112-0. 2 Z's, so you don't sleep. 112-0, because I'm a Brooklyn girl all day, every day. You could check the zip code. I'm in the center of Brooklyn, New York, y'all. But I'm internationally local every Sunday here at DTF Radio on the Butters _ Basic Show on the gram. Go ahead, Juicy. Tell them where they can find you.
I'm on Instagram with the Quit While You're Ahead. But the label is, we go everywhere.
I just want to say to everybody, be kind, give a hug, and remember, support each other. I'm Peachy Suze. You can catch me 12 to 1.
She's
every
so
week
emotional
on.
Right
yeah,
now.
Cause it's just,
you ain't never hear him talk like you never
it's
heard
not that.
That.
It's so much going on in my life, and I'm like, it's one of those things where black men have to be so strong. When who's really, like, we support them, but who's really here to support them? And as black people,
you're good local white woman, Will.
But it's heartbreaking, you know, to know, like, black men, like just as black people, we got to be so strong when we go through so damn much. The shit hurts.
It hurts.
The shit hurts. But I'm
but
Peachy
you can
Suze.
Laugh with Peachy Suze every Sunday,
you can,
12
you can.
To 1
like,
on Sunday's
not,
brunch.
It's not often that you catch me really in my feelings, but right now I got so much going on in my regular life that all this comes up with it.
Thank you and, for and, crying and, on air, hurting. Peachy Suze, you know, because there's hurting. So many black men crying right now, unafraid on social media and on their platforms.
the black woman is crying with y'all.
Like, for real,
and it's okay.
Man, for real. We love y'all.
We shed tears with
you. I don't give a fuck how you might think about black women in general. If you need somebody, you better know a motherfucking black woman to be there for you.
Your mother. And if you don't think that a black woman will support you just because she sleeps with you, go look to your mother who nursed you. Go look to your mother who took you to school, who made sure that you were able to eat, black man, black woman. That's your mother. That's the original queen. Yo, the bear, tell them where they could find you at, hun. We about to develop that social media. You're going to find that bear everywhere. D-A-B-E-A-R.
That's the beer.
5,000 on the gram. Why should they look for you, bear? Tell them real quick why they should look for you. You know, you weren't that outspoken today, but what's your last thought on blackness, of the black man being a father to his family? Make it quick.
You got to do what you have to do. And you have to, kids lead by example. Well, father's supposed to lead by example. So basically, just be there for your kids. Basically.
Thank you. So everybody, make sure that you follow the Butters Basics Show at Butters, B-U-T-T-E-R-S, _ Basics. And please subscribe to our YouTube. We don't have a million followers as yet, but everybody that is tired of the Hotep drama and just wants to have real talk with our own people, that's what we do here at the Butters Basics Show. We are the platform for the unknown to get known, and we're internationally local every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. here at DTF Radio. Big ups to my team. Peace, everybody.
Don't forget to leave those comments.
Bow, bow,
we
want to
talk. Goddamn.